Happiness is an inside job, visible from the sideways view. Reality can only be seen from the sideways view. And therein lies the reason why humans, the species, hasn't evolved for tens of thousands of years. The inability for humans, for Homo sapiens, to grow, evolve, is a fact because 98% of all humans can't or won't even attempt to look from the sideways view. And the 2% that can, doesn't know that the 98% can't. Or even know about that they are special, so they don't fully utilize this rare capacity either. I just finished reading a near-future sci-fi novel, where part of the book plays out in Nazi Germany, and even in interactions with Hitler. Hitler depicted very differently from any depiction I have ever seen or read, a hygienically challenged weakling. I muscle tested, and the test proved this picture more accurate than what most people have. Hitler had only one predatory gene active, so he didn't take care of himself. He was pretty powerless, a petty tyrant. Greasy hair, greasy skin. Ugh. He lost World War II, because he fancied himself to know to do what he didn't know to do. Run a successful war on many fronts. Thank heaven for that. As I was looking for pictures for this post, I found quite a few books were written with the same title. Happiness is an inside job. I just found out and they knew it? I didn't check every author, only Sylvia Boorstin. Muscle tested and found that she had the driftwood capacity open. And at the urging of a therapist, some 30 years ago, he's starting to use it on herself. But beware, she doesn't know about the driftwood capacity, she thinks everyone has it. Otherwise she would not have written her best-selling book. 7% Truth Value. This article is about the driftwood capacity, and what happens when you don't have it open. Learning about and learning to do. Some people, like Hitler, can see the finished product. Clearly. Same people learn about something or imagine how to get to it. And then they fail. I used to be a gymnast and an athlete. Not the best, but competed nevertheless. I remember working on the uneven bars. I could see the moves, but I could not do it, until I was shown some of the ropes, and it took me about a year to be able to do what I saw in my mind's eye. And even after a year, my landing wasn't even close to perfect. This is the nature of knowledge. And accomplishment. People with vivid imagination don't think they need to put in any effort. Seeing that they could do it is enough for them. They feel smart, they feel accomplished, but in reality they have nothing to show for their enthusiasm. It's the number 7 in your numerical profile. Whether it is your destiny number, or just one of the numbers. That pesky 7 is the driver of this behavior. 16, 17, 25, 27, 34, 37, 43. Other signs have different problems, but this is what bothers me the most right now. Just because you can say it, just because you can see it, doesn't mean you can do it. But if you think you can, and you go for it, the result is bitterness, disappointment, self-hate, and a flat effect. Because you don't even understand what is happening. Because you can see it, you are braggadoxio. You think yourself smart, superior over the working bees, you have a swagger. But you also have a track record of no results, failures, and a big fat nothing. I am a 34. I am luckier than most sevens. I have a visceral experience of learning. Having learned to play the violin, ballet, swimming, the guitar, classical, tennis, ping pong, cooking, pantomime, English, Russian, French, Hebrew, Arabic. All required the kind of process-driven learning, where learning about it, visualizing isn't enough by far. And, of course, everything I have ever done to make a living thus far. From folding men's shirts, to ironing, to singing, to pantomime, to massage, to architecture, to desktop publishing, to make a bundle of magazines land smack in the rack, to chopping onions, to design advertising, to writing, to energy transmission, to staying connected, to meditation, to managing money, to managing my attitude, to becoming 10 times more excited. All took a long time, all took tiny steps, all were a process. People of the number 7 have moments of brilliance but not accomplishments. I managed to avoid that, even though I am a 7. Add 3 and 4 and you get 7. Process is not elegant. It's not manifesting. And therefore everyone despises it. In fact, you don't have to be a 7 to not want to follow some process. Entitlement simply means, I am special. I don't have to do what you ordinary people have to do. I can just get it. Attitude. But life, nature, Reality doesn't agree with your opinion. You are not special, and unless you get with the program that is process-based, you'll get nothing. Understanding is the booby prize. A whole 60% of humanity think that they know, or if they don't know yet, they can know, do, have, in a jiffy. No problemo. And if you look at their lives, they are haughty, they are superior, they are better than others. But where? In reality? No. They are better in their own minds. Looking from behind their eyeballs. There are people I have been observing for a long time. Being an underachiever is horrible for the person who is. There is this gap between what they fancy they can do, they think they will do, and what they actually do, what they will do. Happiness can be measured, in essence, with the distance between the reality of one's self and behavior and the imagined self and its behavior. The bigger the distance, the less happiness there can be. We all expect happiness to come from the outside. Money, another person, some good fortune, the size of the house, etc. But happiness is an inside job. Just like integrity. You can love yourself. You can be happy. You can't love yourself. You can't be happy. Happy people are happy where they are, whatever they are doing, whoever they are with. It is so rare, you barely know anyone like that, do you? What would be the process, what would be the key to dislodge these unfortunate people from their unhappiness? Surprisingly, there is an answer to this question. The linchpin capacity, the driftwood, being able to look at things from any odd vantage point, at will, is the answer. When a delusional person can look at the gap from the outside where it is very clearly visible, they get suddenly knocked conscious. And once you are conscious, you can start removing the distance, 1 millimeter at a time. You'll promise less. You'll dream smaller. And start learning to do things right, slowly. Investing all power in all actions. The certain way. Even just the process of doing this is happiness maker. You are making moves in the right direction. It's been proven that when you are moving in the right direction, you feel happy, optimistic, you feel good about your life. While if you stagnate, or move downward, you feel very bad about your life. The secret is to be consistent. In any area of your life. Health, work, relationships. But without the sideways view, the driftwood capacity, you won't be able to see what the gap is. If you continue looking from the same place you made your delusional assessments of what you can do, you won't be able to do any of this work, sorry to break it to you. The devil has one job and one job only, to convince you that it doesn't exist. The same is with the delusion that you can see everything the way it is. That you can see reality. Kabbalah calls the devil the opponent. Why a different word? When you use a different word, you look and see different things than if you use the same word you have always used. The opponent is there, every minute of every day trying to get in the way. Trying to make you look and see and do what is not in your best interest. The opponent is succeeding with the 80% of humanity better than with the rest. So the 80% need the driftwood capacity more than the rest. But want it a whole lot less. No accidents there. The opponent wins if and when you are miserable. The opponent doesn't take breaks, or vacations, it is always working, looking for the opening. The openings are created by desire. Innocent sounding desire. Desire for something sweet to eat. Desire for a break, desire for love, desire for success, desire for adventure. Desire. Occasionally I forget to monitor my desire from the sideways view. And every time the opponent gets into the opening, and the desire becomes full-blown. And I destroy everything I built, health, wealth, relationships. It doesn't take much. Just forgetting to monitor myself from the side. Thinking, no big deal. It is always a big deal. Deadly. And I end up fat. Sick, dumb, alone, and poor. Has happened more times than I care to remember. Given the linchpin position, this capacity has to turn unhappy memories into neutral and maybe even pleasant, by simply looking at things differently. I think this is the most important capacity of all. I have a 30-minute video explaining and attempting to activate the capacity from some 7 years ago. I have an avatar state audio to play in the background. The energy helps you keep the capacity alive, or slowly turn it on. If you attempt to use it often and long enough. Use coupon code REALITY if you buy it before February 2nd, for half off. Why am I willing to lose half of my money? Because, it seems, if you look at everything from behind your eyeballs, you'll 90% to 99% see unreality. You see what the mind, the opponent wants you to see. And then you and your life will remain the same. Guaranteed. Get access to reality https://survive.me/driftwood.